We start 5-on-5 here in the third. Center ice, it's Campion against Nesberg. Nesberg wins the draw, and Minot starts left to right. Ohannesson fades back into the corner, gets it out to the blue line. Minotauro's looking to break out down the right wing. Nesberg off his skate in late as Connor McGrath glides in on the left half. He's well offside, 14 seconds out of the gate. It's 2-1, Bulls here in the third. Face off at neutral ice, Jacob Rosenberg will drop this one. In the final meeting between these teams, likely only one of them headed to the playoffs. After the season wraps up, we're down to the final 4.5 weekends of the regular season. Bounced into the near corner boards, Nicholas Ohannesson driven in on the end wall. Nikolai Tarchenko looking to bring this one out. Skied out to center, trying to lead Connor McGrath over the blue line. Bulls get this one right back. Angled up the wall, caught in front of the penalty boxes with Graham Skinner, and he slings it along the rest of the way. McGrath is off. Ohannesson is off for Minot. Driving in down the right half was Brown along the boards. Bulls get to it first, though, with Jack Messick and bandy it in behind the net. Right wing now. Pass from Dombrowski goes to Max Scott. Left wing, Scott slings it along. Heads for the bench on a change. Heading out to replace him will be Carter Rappelje. Sent out front to the left point. Joey Potter has it. Out high now for Phelan. Muscles that one high and wide. Bulls looking for the rebound. Took a long bounce, though. Sandy curls the body around that left post and smothers it. 1:10 into the third. Bulls by a goal, 2-1.
Bulls are buzzing a little bit on that rush, so you can't blame him for covering that one up, though, to avoid the rush. That sets up the faceoff to his left.
Zach Sandy tonight, 19 of 21. Coming into tonight with a record of 13-8-1-1 in the season. Save percentage of .930. Lassi Letty sitting at .920. He was .922 last night. Goaltending has not been an issue for Minot here this season. Right wing Westland lifted in. Caught on the end boards. We've got it now with Stachowiak. Minot looking for the tying goal. Bulls looking to add on. See if they can secure that weekend sweep. Tarchenko leans one toward the net from the top of the circles, and it's knuckled wide. Blocked wide, rather. Far corner, still with it. For Minot is Jack Brown. Into the corner, looking for Westland. The net jammed way off the moorings. Kyle Cosmo almost had that cage corral him with 18:20 left in the third.
Well, that's one way to pop the bottle. The less flattering way, of course, there. But no, Cosmo held strong there. The net just coming right on top of him. But no harm, no foul.
Faceoff will be to the right of Cosmo, who is 17 of 18 tonight. North Iowa shaking off a six-game losing streak last night with a 5-3 win. First home win since January 1st. First win against a Central Division opponent since February 5th. And they shook all of that off last night. Now they hunt for the first sweep against a Central Division opponent since November. One-timer blasted high and wide by Schwenninger, and the Bulls get the rebound. Zapped across, or trying to, LaRusso. Had designs on that puck, but it got blocked before it could get to him. LaRusso sends it out front. Jamming for it. Mexico runs wide of him. Jack Messick out top. Finding Stacy to the right point. Back out to Stacy from Mexico. Half-speed slapper knocked down in front. Save made. Covering the rebound. On his belly, Sandy has it with 17:50 left in the third. 2-1 Bulls.
Well, Sandy wanted to freeze it initially, but it kind of popped out of his equipment, but it was feathered right back to him to be covered up easily.
Tonight's broadcast brought to you in part by the Mason City Family YMCA. Want to stay in shape this winter and have fun doing it? Head to the Mason City Family YMCA. They're helping to build North Iowa's next national championship team. Now we're cranking up the noise a little bit here in the third. Faceoff won by the Minotauros. Picked up in the far corner with LaRusso. Hustles it out front. Only man there is Christian Kudolf. Former All-Central Lakes Conference and team MVP as a senior at Waconia High School a couple of years ago. Near corner, Panzer tries to walk it out front. Forehand chance denied by Cosma, point blank. Patted down the wall. Looking for it in the corner is Panzer, trying to line him up for a check, and doing so successfully is Justin Mexico directly behind Cosma and the net. Near half mark, rifle back out, left point, going to Christian Kudolf. Bulls sling it out to the far point and send it out with Hunter Bulger. Caught just shy of the red line. Mickle drives it across. Drags to his forehand. Shot ran away from him right to Kyle Kosma, and it says, save me, and Kosma does with 3 minutes gone in the third. It's 2-1 North Iowa.
Talked about those shots a little bit in the second intermission. Kind of quiet so far, Minot with two to the Bulls, one. The Bulls out shooting Minot in each of the first two periods, holding a 22-19 edge right now.
Last time North Iowa swept an opponent at home in the Central Division, we're going all the way back. Well, that would be Bismarck. The Bulls also swept Austin in a home-and-home weekend the following weekend. Season-long winning streak for North Iowa, five. And that was four of those wins. Juggled ahead. Scott sends this one down to the near corner. If I say he wastes it, it wasn't a wasted opportunity. He shoveled it up waist high. One-timer from Scott. A rip in front and a glove save made by Sandy. Right on the edge of the slot. Scott with a rocket. Sandy's ready for it. 16:37 left in the third. A whistle. And the lead remains 2-1 North Iowa.
Scott's had himself a really nice weekend. A couple of great plays. Helped set up a goal last night, picking up the assist. Just looking to see if he could bury one there.
Seven goals for North Iowa this weekend. We'll have plenty to pick from our unbelievable plays coming up on likely Tuesday. Let's see if we can get that one out early, especially with a home game coming up on Wednesday. Driving in on the end boards, Cartman skated past the puck. Bulls cleared out to the far half wall. Hartley looking for it. I think it settled on the top of the boards and just hung there. Now North Iowa blasts it down the right wing and got a touch halfway along Evan Davis, our linesman signaling it with 16 and a quarter to go in the third. 2-1, North Iowa with the lead. Just high of the hash marks. Morick digging in for it, seeing if he can scrap it free. Find Sean Vlasic there, higher up the boards. 3-on-2. They're sweeping for it. Looks like curling down there on the near hash mark. He's trying to scrape that puck free, and now it comes out to the red line with Gajewski, and he hammers it down the boards. Far point, Ben Johnson regains it for the Minotauros, down by one with 15:40 to play. Thrown toward the net, that one blocked. Picked up on the end wall. North Iowa shifts it out front from Mort, and they break it free down the left wing for Dylan Gajewski to the red line, to the blue line. Fades back, wrist shot, bounces that one wide. Might have gotten a piece of it with Sandy. Fired on from Messick, and another breadbasket save. No control, though, from Zach Sandy. Out to the left faceoff circle. Trying to settle the bouncing puck is Andrew Stacey. A little dance move in the near corner. With it is Ben Johnson. 15:10 to go in the third. Bulls up 2-1. Calling for it out front. Backhand try. Gajewski, no. Spun around off his feet. Sandy hangs on for the whistle with 15:07 to play, and the Bulls' lead still limited to the one goal.
Rebound that time, but Sandy's given up a lot of chances right in front of the net. You got to see if the Bulls are going to try and stack a couple of forwards in front just to try and whack away at a loose puck. He's given them plenty of chances, and they'd love another one of those to make it a two-goal lead once again.
Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Cornish Family Chiropractic, the official chiropractor of the North Iowa Bulls. They're keeping your Bulls game ready all season long at Cornish Family Chiropractic. Faceoff belongs to North Iowa. Jack Messick looking to swing it down the wall. Kind of nubbed away from him, though, and Nikolai Charchenko gets this one instead for the Minotauros. Zaps it ahead, off the stick of Stachowiak. Back to him from Jack Brown, and his shot runs wide. 14:40, 5 to go in the third. 2-1, North Iowa, up by a goal. Stachowiak looking to hand it off to Brown. Finds Brown on the far corner. Minot working left to right here in period number three. Minotauros looking to tie this game. North Iowa needs a win tonight. It would get them back within 3 points of that fourth place and final playoff spot in the Central Division playoff race. Right wing, Michael Messick rings it in behind the Minot net. First one there, swatting for it, is Cole Mickle in the corner. Minotauros do have it. Stachowiak plays it off the skates of Justin Mexico. Quick turn or a quick touch up from Dombrowski at the blue line. Now Mexico flings it along from center ice. Turned aside by Stacy. Jack Messick heading off Logan Dombrowski too to finish off the change. 6 minutes gone in the third. North Iowa up by a goal. Bolger fires it in. Got it over the blue line. Now a toss right from Charchenko. Angles it off the wall looking for Schwenninger. Bulls roll it along the rest of the way. Played in behind the Minot net. Sandy hands it off. Caught up near corner now. Colby Joseph out to the left wing, and Simon is loose on the move. Simon to the hash marks. Looks to center it. And it's bounced wide. along the goal line. Schwenninger sends it out front. Butterfly save. Phelan looking for the rebound in the near corner, and he's got it as he plays it away from Zach Simon.